Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to Woo Agency Chat, a Do the Woo podcast show. Woo Agency Chat is brought to you by Managed WooCommerce Hosting at GoDaddy. As an agency, if your clients are looking to expand their store, you can deliver them a fully customized WooCommerce site. Stay tuned in while I tell you more about GoDaddy later in the show.
Hello, and welcome to Do the Woo. I'm here today, Robbie Adair, to do an episode of the Woo Agency Chat. I've got Robert here with me, my fellow co-host. Robert, how are things going on your side of the world?
It's August, and it should be so nice and quiet and peaceful, and I think everyone is still running around at 1,000 miles an hour. We got WordCamp US coming up. Just in about 4 weeks. And I know plenty of folks are busy with that.
Oh my goodness. I didn't realize how close it is. Yes. I think I've got like 4 trips before that, but yes. Yay. Where Camp US? I'm looking forward to
it. Maybe you can get out to Scranton, PA.
That's right. So yes, I was going to say today we have Zen Agency with us today. Joe Rivera, Vervelli. See, I told you I was going to mess it up, Joe. I knew I was going to.
Joe Rivello. Rivello.
Yeah. So we were actually chatting with Joe before that we started our show today. And we've got an interesting one here today for you guys, because Joe works on people's hearts in the morning and then their websites in the afternoon. I love it. Joe, tell us about Zen Agency and how you got started in this when you were a heart surgeon.
Yep. So it actually started back in the 90s. I was in cardiovascular perfusion school at Hahnemann University, which is in Philadelphia. And that's my background, is in cardiovascular perfusion. And what that is, we operate the heart-lung machine during open heart surgery. I still do that today. I run the agency and I'm in surgery in the mornings. By the afternoon, I'm running my surgery. So anyway, the way it all came about, my grandfather back in the 90s, he had open heart surgery. And we're in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And back then, if you needed open heart surgery, you didn't get it in Scranton, Pennsylvania. You went to Philadelphia for surgery. And so he was in Philadelphia at Hahnemann, and I went to visit him. And I was really undecided what I wanted to do with my life at that time. So I visited him, and I was sitting bedside with him. And this was about like 1993-ish. And there was a catalog sitting next to him. And it was a catalog of the school, and it was open to cardiovascular perfusion technology program at Hahnemann University. So I looked into it and I thought, well, this looks really interesting, because I was kind of techie back then, as techie as you can be, because we weren't really in, you know, technological revolution that really happened back then. But anyway, I got into perfusion school. And during that time in perfusion school, one of my classmates, he had a Jeep. And he was selling his Jeep. This is like when Amazon and E-Trade, I remember those companies were just starting, because we were like looking at the penny stocks and stuff with those. But anyway, he wanted to sell his Jeep. And I said, you know what? Let's try to build a website and raffle the Jeep off. Well, little did I realize back then, raffling a Jeep off online is essentially gambling, which is illegal. So we nixed that idea when we found out the legalities of it. But that kind of got me digging into the whole, you know, web design, because we were trying to make a web page back then. This is towards the late 90s, actually, when I was in school. So anyway, I graduated from perfusion school and I took my first job in Las Vegas. And so I drove out to Las Vegas and got hired by a great company back then. And they were building an intranet. And they were looking for volunteers to help build this intranet. And I could not build an intranet, because I was more like a static web page Dreamweaver type of guy back then. And so I raised my hand and said, yeah, I can do that. So I got involved in that and I was part of that process. And then that led into some of my friends forming a company, because one of my friends is a casino host out in Las Vegas. And I started a company called ownyourowncasino.com. And we linked up with some other company that it was basically like an affiliate type of thing. Anyway, that went nowhere. And a few years later, I moved back here to Scranton, Pennsylvania. There was an opening at the local hospital here. and which I took that job. And like, I wanted something more. I wanted to be more of an entrepreneur than an employee. So I was kind of using that as my stepping stone. And so I got involved. One of my good friends, who's a real estate developer, and he owns several businesses here in our area. He said, you know, you're really into this whole tech thing with the web design and everything. Why don't you just get that started? And I'll give you a couple of my companies to build websites for. So I did that. And it was kind of like a hobby back then. And it remained a hobby for several years. And then I opened a cafe. And maybe a year went by after the cafe failed miserably. And I thought, you know, I have to do something else. I want to do something else other than just cardiovascular perfusion. Not that that's not a really gratifying job, because it is, but I just have this entrepreneurial spirit right from when I was a kid, you know, selling produce. I had a produce stand back then, which that's a whole other story, but it's going back that far. So I started this company, Zen Agency. I think back then it was called For the Zen of It. Not sure what that meant, but that's what it was. And it was just basically static web pages for local businesses. And it wasn't really an official company, because it was just myself doing the actual work. And I was doing it from my home. And while I was working my job, at the end of the day, come home from my job and, you know, work on my friend's projects, who was the real estate developer. And one thing just led to the next. You know, I made some money from that. I didn't need that money because I had the hospital work. And so I just rolled that into my first hire, who's still with us to this day, Samantha Irving. She's a great employee, and she's pretty much handles all of our support. So anyway, started the company with one employee, along with my wife. I got to mention my wife, Tina. She started the company with me. And we were just working out of our house. And then we moved into an office, and we got a few more projects under our belt. And so that kind of snowballed into more projects, and we hired a few more people. And all the while, I'm not taking a paycheck, because I have my pay coming in from the hospital. So I really wasn't concerned about taking a paycheck from Zen. And instead, I found myself putting money into Zen. But anyway, you know, years later, you know, we're talking the 2000 teens. We have a vibrant company. We were just dabbling into e-commerce. We weren't in WooCommerce. Our first framework that we were working with was S-Commerce, which was a complete nightmare. And that kind of drove us into the whole WooCommerce realm. But anyway, along that whole way, I've really never taken a paycheck. I've always just put the money back into the agency and just kept growing it that way. And we went from static website design to static website design and marketing. Then we really got into the e-commerce component of it. And now we're getting into the whole AI component of it. And now I'm finally taking, not paychecks, but I'll call them bonuses. But I'm still keeping my job in cardiovascular perfusion in the hospital. So I do surgery in the morning. Usually it's at 7 o'clock in the morning. If I'm on call, you know, you're on call, you get called in, it could happen anytime. And that's usually 1 week, 5 weeks. But other than that, it's usually a morning gig and, you know, work in Zen in the afternoons. And even, you know, all these years later, I think it was our 15th year in business, I really pulled myself out of the agency, because my end goal really is to sell the agency, right? I have a wife, two kids. I love what I'm doing right now, which is seeing things at a higher level and only cherry picking the projects that I want to work on, which really aren't the whole web development or web design or any of that. My forte, I'll say, is more in the hosting and maintenance area. For some reason, I just gravitated towards that end of it because I love the challenge. And we have a team that handles the support, but when I see support, I get CC'd on all the support tickets when I probably shouldn't, because they just inundate my inbox. I'll pick ones that I want to work on, because I actually enjoy working on those. And that's what I do in the afternoons. I hope that answered your question where I started. Yeah.
That and then some. Is everyone's resume as extensive as yours? Or do you occasionally get someone who might have two resumes because they're two different people?
Well, first, let me just tell you about my staff. So the majority of my staff, our leadership, is very experienced. I try to vet everyone who comes through the door, all of our staff, and I try to hire people who have many years of experience. And sometimes that could bite you, because they're not up on the new technology. And I'm up on the new technology. In fact, I'm up on it like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, just buying SaaS products that I'm wasting money on just to see what those SaaS products are like and how we can utilize them in the agency. And then come a few months later, find out that they're not, you know, worth it. It's like teens, years of experience. And you just mentioned one, the double resume. About 2 weeks ago, we hired a gentleman, won't say any names. He's really an experienced SEO. He wasn't really in the whole e-commerce realm, but experienced SEO. And that's a portion that we're really trying to build out of our agency. We see good opportunities there, especially utilizing AI in that space. So anyway, I hired this guy. I vetted him. I hired him. And he started last week and seemed like everything was going great. I was on vacation last week, so I didn't really get to any face-to-face time with him. But this week I did. I had face-to-face time with him yesterday. Along with the rest of my marketing team, we had a group meeting. And his face wasn't on the Google Meet like it normally was when I was interviewing him and discussing with him the role. Anyway, I asked because I could tell something was not right. I can just tell. And as we were in the meeting, I went into my G Suite and I looked up his IP address and I saw an IP address from the Philippines. So that raised a red flag. And so I asked him to show his face and he wouldn't show his face. He said he had to restart his computer. So I said, well, you know what? Instead of showing your face, just tell me your birthday. Because I knew his birthday from a background check that we ran on him. And he couldn't say his birthday. He just dropped off. So immediately at that moment, I picked up my phone and I called this guy. And he answered the phone like in the meeting with me. Hey, Joe, how's it going? So I knew something was up and I would not stop, man. I just kept grinding in, trying to get it out of him. And it turns out he was working a couple different jobs in the same role, but who knows if it was even him doing the work or not. I know one of his previous employers, it definitely wasn't him doing the work because I phoned them and now apparently he no longer has a job there either. So. Again, I'm not going to mention any names, but that was a interesting day yesterday and part of my morning today.
Yeah, I was glad that you shared that story, though, because there's a lot of agency owners out there that hire remote workers. We have to. Yeah, just, you know, you need workers and you want, just like you said, you want people who are experienced and know what their craft is. And it may mean you have to hire them from somewhere else remotely. And this could happen to anyone as an agency owner. So knowing to check.
Yeah. I mean, especially in the WooCommerce companies, especially now are remote. From 2010 to 2019, we were renting a place and then we bought our own. And when COVID came, we all went remote as everyone did. But then when COVID went away, we all came back to work. And last December, I said, you know what? Majority of our staff isn't even in our area. And some of our staff here is kind of hybrid anyway. Let's just rent Zen, the building. Everybody's remote. And so we all went remote in January and I'm in the office today. I actually came here for the meeting because I have a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old boys and they're not back in school yet, obviously. And I didn't want to have them screaming in the background. So I came to the office. It's pretty desolate here. It's not rented out yet. And it's pretty desolate. But you run into that. You know, you have remote employees. You really don't know what you're getting and you really do have to vet them. And I thought I did vet this guy.
Especially in the WordPress space, so much is remote. I mean, Automattic being as a remote first company in general. So you look at that. So obviously folks associated with WooCommerce are more likely to be remote. And that's, you know, let's even ignore the COVID office killer part of the equation.
Well, and there were a lot of people during pandemic that you heard about who did the very exact thing that the guy did to you, where they were taking on multiple jobs. There was one person I know who had three full-time jobs. I'm like, yeah, there's no way you're doing that. You know, it's like, oh, well, it's just balance. I was like, no, it's not just balance. There's no way you can truly work three full-time jobs.
I'm the only one who could do that. For real, I'm doing it.
Well, that's true. I guess we count your fatherhood there. You definitely got three jobs going full time.
I mean, I remember seeing articles in all the papers about that and the big, you know, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, and they're still talking about it where folks are there's got to be a fun little word for it. We'll just multi-jobbing, double dipping, triple dipping.
I'll tell you, it's got to be a lot easier now with ChatGPT and all the other AI tools that are out there. But I mean, it's just makes it super easy for them to do it.
Yeah.
Whether you're just starting to build that Woo shop for a client or looking to expand or scale an existing site, GoDaddy's e-commerce hosting solution is there for you and your projects. Expand a client store with access to thousands of extensions, or scale big time with conversion tools, multiple staff accounts, an integrated POS, marketplace integrations, and discounted shipping rates, plus a lot more. And if you continue to manage your site or you hand it over to the client, a single dashboard gives powerful tools such as online sales tracking and easy auto sync for all the store's inventory across the entire site. Plus software, plugins, and extensions will be kept up to date, and regression and other testing is done continually to avoid site breakage. With that all said, keep your client sites humming along with e-commerce hosting from GoDaddy at GoDaddy.com.
So now, Joe, do you and your or any of your staff attend the WordPress events out there?
We did a local event. There was one a few years ago, but Sean, he's our solution specialist, and he and I went to WooConf in Austin back in 2016. And that was an amazing time. WooCommerce kind of stopped doing those for a bit. And that was the last one that we went to. And then we went to the WordCamp Maryland. So we went to that one. But we were only there for one day. And then we drove back. We drove out. We drove back that day. It's kind of tough. You have to do a lot online.
So you were mentioning earlier when we were talking about some of the types of work that Zen does, that you have a WooCommerce project that you have put in a case study to Woo about. Tell us about that project.
The case study is nearing completion, and we just reached out because all the Woo experts are in this. Can we call ourselves Woo experts still? I know that we switched over to automatic thing just recently. We're still the Woo experts. Yeah, so we reached out and we're submitting this week, tomorrow, in fact. And it's a very interesting project that we worked on. Have you guys ever heard of Algolia? It's a search and discovery platform.
Oh, yeah.
The ability to build a site on WooCommerce, excellent for customizing. I mean, you could do anything with it. And you can't do that with Shopify, not like you can with WooCommerce. And so we built a jeweler site. This guy approached us. End of the last year, he had a ring builder. And so basically you pick your setting, then you pick your stone, and then you go through a whole checkout process. And so we built out this site for him, integrate that with WooCommerce. And it essentially gives you the ability to have a site with a million products on it, right? And they all get indexed on the Algolia search and discovery platform. So that when someone is searching or filtering for those products, it's not just a second, but it is literally like microseconds. It's instant. I mean, you can click and filter and it's completely instant. But it's one where so it walks you through a process of building a ring and then going into a checkout. And with the whole Algolia, there's like a tab panel type of thing. So you're going through the step process. And we scoped it out. We built it out. But I didn't realize how great of an idea this thing was. And there are competitors in space doing this, but this thing increased revenues by the hundreds of thousands instantly because people really wanted this, people who wanted to build their own engagement ring. And so it was a really interesting project for us to work on. So this case study should be finished by tomorrow and submitted so that other folks can see this project and what it took to actually to build it out.
So, Joe, is this plugin available on the WordPress plugins directory?
So soon it will be. It's not a plug-and-play type of plugin, and that's the problem with it. I have probably 120 to 150,000 invested in this thing, and it's not a plugin that we could actually just sell to you and you just add it to your site because it's more complicated than that. So a free version. Yep. You'll be able to download that plugin and use it, but all the goodies that come with it are premium, and that's when you need the premium version of the plugin. But then you also need the development, you know, because there are customizations that need to be done to that because like I said, you can't just simply buy that plugin. I wish that you could, but the support would be crazy.
It sounds like it's almost like an enterprise plugin. So you'd need enterprise focused agencies to really take advantage of it.
Yeah, you need enterprise. It's not a mom and pop shop. But also, a mom and pop shop's not going to have a million products on their site. The type of site that's going to sell, you know, engine parts for all different vehicles because base of year, make, and model, right? And those are nested. So you have a year, make, model, engine size, and that's all a whole nesting taxonomy that goes into your database, and it could be quite a mess if you don't do some custom work on the back end of it. And so that's why it's for more enterprise. Which is good for us because the support for that, then, you know, you kind of dig your hooks into a client. You know, you need this for your enterprise website and you need us now for your enterprise website as well, which is always a good thing.
So, Joe, does Zen Agency work with any other agencies out there? Do you find you do any cross projects?
Something that's always been back of mind for me, especially the other WooCommerce experts, and about that in the past. In our Slack channel. And as a matter of fact, a few of us have reached out to each other, but nothing has ever really come to fruition there. But I kind of wish that it did because each of us has our own strengths. Like ours, we're a full service agency, but where is our strength? It's more in putting a fire out. I hate to say that because a lot of these, you know, leads stick because that's what a lot of the work is, fixing what another agency maybe messed up or just, you know, a solopreneur messed up.
So what's your future plans there, Joe?
So my end goal really is to continue to build Zen for a few more years. That may be through, you know, M&A. That's definitely on the table. I've looked at other agencies. There hasn't been something there that really, you know, whet my appetite enough to take that leap. I came really close a couple times. But that still isn't where I want it. We're in this business for a long time, right? And to some other agencies looking at us, they could say, wow, these guys are really fine-tuned. But we're not fine-tuned yet because it's ever-changing. And so I'm trying to build an operating system, my agency's operating system, so that, you know, when a sale comes in from a WooCommerce lead online form, then what happened? Like I actually had this conversation with our solution specialist and two of our other sales guys. And I said, well, then what happens? Okay, the form gets answered, and if we get a response, and then what happens? Or what? We don't get a response. If we don't get a response, they go over here. And that ends at the contract being signed, right? And the contract is signed, then if it's development or marketing, we'll say it's development, then that part of the operating system flowchart kicks in. And then what happens? Then we have a client meeting. And then there's always stuff that happens in between them. And so at the end of the day, you have this big, giant flowchart of the processes of the agency. And I am still working on the operating system for the past 2 years. And it kills me because I know I can get there. I have my whole team working on their components of it. And it's a lot more difficult being a WooCommerce agency doing this when you're a full service agency. Because a lot of the other WooCommerce agencies, and I think this is one of the things that separates us from a lot of the other WooCommerce, even development agencies, that's not just what we are. Do you know what I mean? We're like hosting, maintenance, WooCommerce development, all forms of marketing. And so there's a lot of moving parts there that make it a lot more complicated to pull this off. But once I pull this off, the operating system, then I know that I can get a high multiple on my agency and sell it. Because right now, you know, it's not like, you know, I'm not starving to sell the agency. I'm starving to build it. I really enjoy building it. Yeah. So I'm probably about 5 years out. In 5 years out, I'd like to sell it and like to someone to just take it and turn the key and be able to run with it. Somebody who's really passionate about it because our whole team is passionate. We're totally transparent, unlike that employee that I hired. And so when I hand the keys over, I want to make sure that they're able to run it because, you know, I didn't build this to where it is today after all these years for nothing. And I would not want to see it flop in anyone else's hands.
Great. So now, I mean, I think a lot of agency owners, their whole mission is to do kind of what you are pointedly doing, which is figure out your templates and your processes so that it is something that is a sellable product. Because some of the agencies, as we know, you become, especially when the owners work the agency as well and do the production, that you're so tied to the person, not the agency, the clients are, I'm saying, that it's hard to sell an agency. But doing the way you're doing it, where you are basically just building and overseeing this agency, you're not getting yourself personally tied to those clients. And so I think that's a very smart way of doing an agency if someone can afford to build their agency that way.
Well, if I can give any bit of advice to anyone, because there's a lot of WooCommerce agencies that are, you know, joining the platform. And my advice to them would be to hustle legitimately two jobs. You know, for many, many years, and, you know, my wife's not here, but she would attest to this, and my whole staff would too. You know, I've worked these two jobs, and it's been many times where I worked until 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, straight through the night. Never mind that, straight through the night to have to go to work the next day because you're putting out a fire, right? A server's down on, you know, right before Black Friday, right? And we had a complete mess, you know, many years ago with a very big client, a gift basket industry client. And that could have sank our ship if I didn't really get all hands on deck on it. But any of the agencies that are, you know, newer, that are coming up, my advice to them would be try to do it the way that I did it, because you do it debt-free, right? That's another thing I pride myself on with this agency. I started a cafe in Scranton, and I didn't do my due diligence on this. And I took a loan out for this, and the cafe went belly up because the university, who was directly across the street, now I was selling paninis and espressos and lattes like Starbucks type stuff, right? Had I done my due diligence, I would have known that less than a year later, they were breaking ground directly across the street to build a full food court in the University of Scranton with a Starbucks and everything else. And they erected a fence up a full two blocks, and it blocked all the students from coming over while they were doing this build out to my cafe. So I completely lost all of my customers into like overnight. And so that went belly up. I was in a rough spot back then. That was about mid 2000, like 2005-ish. And so learning from that, I would say, try to build something like this without pulling outside capital. I don't know if that works for everyone, but it worked for me because, you know, I built a company that has no debt, right? Not many companies can do that. Not many companies can say that they did that. And it makes it a lot easier to build because there's a lot less stress in your life because it's not like, how am I going to pay these bills, right?
Yeah. But I do think that web agencies are one of the type of companies that do, it's easier to do debt-free. It is not like a restaurant where you have to have a physical space. You have to have certain equipment. Yeah. I mean, you could have a laptop and get an agency up and off the ground, you know? So I think it does mean you can do those, you know, without debt. If you want to, you can start an agency. So we are getting close to our time here. Robert, did you have any other final questions or any comments?
I got so many. I want to really dive into this magical agency operating system you're building. I think we're going to have to save that for another time because I want to see how AI has blown that up or maybe optimized that.
So we're just now getting into the whole AI agent space and really trying to utilize the agents to perform a lot of this work. Especially like with agencies, like you guys said, you know, hiring remotely that may not necessarily even be remotely, closely remote, could be like far remote. And so where there's an actual, you know, language barrier and stuff, that makes it a lot more difficult to run your agency. But when you employ AI agents and it's done effectively, it can really streamline your operation to the point where you have, you know, lead people running things and the agents being your busy workers doing the actual work.
Very cool stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's part of the operating system, but you invite me back sometime in the future, I'll show you the operating system. In fact, I'll even notify you once it's complete.
There we go. You'll have a book out, you'll be on a public speaking circuit, and then we'll have you back on the show.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Joe, for coming and visiting with us today. We love learning about Zen Agency and your plans for the future. How can people reach you? Let's let them know.
They can visit our site, zen.agency, or they can call our number, 800-775-9610.
Phone number, magical.
Right, I know. I think that's the first time we've had someone give a phone number on here. Interesting. I like it. And an 800 number to boot.
There you go.
Cool. All right. Well, that's all we've got for today. So thanks for listening to this episode of Do the Woo Agency Chat, and catch the next episode coming up. Thanks.
Thanks, Robbie. Thanks, Joe.
Awesome. Well, I enjoyed being here. Thank you very much.